All right, well, we're back here on Out of the Woods. I promised you a lot of bluegrass, and we had a taste already, but we're going to play one more set of other music first, and other things as well. I'm going to start things off with something from Rick Polleri and George Mann's new CD called The Almanac Trail, which is all about their trip out west on the same track as the Almanac Singers. They're out there touring on it right now. I'm going to follow it up with someone who would have had a birthday just the other day, would have turned 71, and we're going to play one for him. And follow that up with something from Mark Brine, and after that, a little spoken word piece, courtesy of Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio, about the sinister side of golf. So you don't want to go anywhere. But first, right now, Rick Polleri and George Mann. Here's Get Thee Behind Me, Satan, from the Almanac Trail on Out of the Woods.
$5 bill says, get you some whiskey, boy, and drink your fill. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line. I am a union man, gonna leave you behind. Red-headed woman took me out to dine and said, love me, baby, leave your union behind. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line. I am a union man, gonna leave you behind. July, the politicians say, vote for me and I'll raise your pay. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line. I am a union man, gonna leave you behind. Then the company union sent out a call. They said, join us in the summer, we'll forget you in the fall. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line. I am a union man, gonna leave you behind. Let anybody ask you your union to sell, tell them where to go, send them back to hell. Get thee behind me, Satan, travel on down the line.
Frankie Lee needed money one day. Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool above the potted plane. So take your pick, Frankie boy. My loss will be your gain. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down, put his fingers to his chin. The cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. Could you please not stare at me like that, he said. It's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide. Well, Judas, he just winked his eye and said, all right, I'll leave you here. You better hurry up and choose which one of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now. just tell me where you'll be. Judas pointed down the road and said eternity. Eternity, said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. That's right, said Judas, eternity, though some might call it paradise. I don't call it anything, said Frankie Lee with a smile. All right, said Judas Priest, I'll see you after a while. Frankie Lee, he sat right down, feeling low and mean. When just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father is deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and he says his name is Priest. Oh yes, he is my friend, said Frankie Lee in fright. I do recall him very well. In fact, he just left my sight. That's the one, said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. But my message is he's down the road and he's stranded in a house. Frankie Lee, he panicked. He dropped everything and ran until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. What kind of house is this, he said, where I have come to roam? It's not a house, said Judas Priest. It's not a house, it's a home. Frankie Lee, he trembled. He soon lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, nothing is revealed. Simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, go on and help him with his load. And don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road. Everything I could to satisfy you, baby. Wearing myself thin till the lack that drove me crazy. Now, in spite of all I've done, you're threatening to go away. So let me leave you with this thought and the last few words I'll say. Don't let that old screen door hit you in the butt. Set down everything to please you, woman. Darling, you know what? I finally reached the end, walking through this again. So listen up close and then. Don't let that old screen door hit you in the butt. Time I try and get along with you, you try to take me for a fool again. So sure come around to your way of thinking. Besides, it's time, my friend, 'cause you can take your little games and shove them in your suitcase and direct yourself to that front door. And when you're bending down to put it on the porch, remember what I told you before. Don't let that old screen door hit you in the butt. So darn everything, please you lady, darling, you know what? I finally reached the end, won't go through this again. So listen up close and then. Don't let that old screen door hit you in the butt. Now don't let that old screen door hit you in the butt.
Jerry Crud of Pine Mountain Grub, Colorado, was arrested last week for attempting to edit out words from all of the Gideon Bibles from motels and hotels. His primary target was the Bible passage which read, "And there shall be in those days wars and rumors of wars." He was using a Sharpie and blocking out the words "of wars" so that the Bibles would read, "And there shall be wars and rumors." Period. Rumors. How are the rumors in your town? In mine, they pop out of little holes in the ground. They twirl and they pop and they sit and they drop and they come back again, but without hardly a sound. On first observations, you might think these holes are just part of the recreational landscape. Middle-aged men and elderly, mostly men, are seen popping little white balls into these holes all day long here. You can see them chatting with each other, these golfers, they call themselves, while they take their silver sticks and hit them into these holes. You can never quite hear what they're saying, but you hear an occasional chuckle, an occasional guffaw. And it makes you wonder, what are they laughing about? And of course, they don't want to be found out, so they drive up to the little indents in the ground, stoop down and pick up the little white balls until they've done this all day long. But what most folks don't know is while they're taking out the balls they've hit into these little holes in the ground, they're doing some sleight of hand. You see, in their pockets, they carry other balls that look just like the golf balls. And with a quick surveillance of the land, they look left, they look right, they look forward, they look behind them. They sneak these secret balls back into the holes. Oh, I've seen them do this. And when they go back to the clubhouse or wherever, their homes, the restaurant, they tell everyone they know about their little game. And no one is the wiser. But did you know when the sun goes down in my little country club town and everyone's off to bed and no one's here and no one's dead, those secondary globes, those little white orbs of deception, actually start growing? That's right. You see, they're not golf balls at all, these secondary things. They're seeds. And they get growing fast because they have to get a lot done before the morning when another golf game starts. Yes, sir. They grow like a vapor. And this foggy white vapor spreads over my little town at night like so much poppy fog from the Wizard of Oz. I've seen it. It drifts across the duck pond, over the grocery store, across the Mil Potrero Mutual Arsenic Company, and into and through people's windows until these golf clouds enter through the nasal passages of unsuspecting children and adults. Well, I don't have to tell you, these middle-aged and elderly men are doing what they have schemed to do, do I? You see, they're all past their prime. Most of these golfers are wishing they could be young again, but they're not. They can't run around basketball courts and compete with the teenagers and 20-somethings like they used to. They can't go back to college football days and put on their knee and shoulder pads again. They can't afford that sort of physical abuse. Do you know what knee surgery costs these days on an 80-year-old's HMO plan? You see, these old guys are jealous of you young upstarts, and they know the only way they can get to you is through your subconscious mind. So while you're soundly sleeping, soundly dreaming at night, these undercover golf fogs are playing with you. They're whispering things in your ear and in your head like, did you know the Johnson's kid is really a hoodlum? Or Debbie Lindenspruce is really a part-time lady of the night? And so on, and so on. So you wake up the next morning, and one of these old guys is walking his golf cart, and he silently wheels up to you and he says, lovely morning, and did you know about the Johnson's kid? And they putt off, leaving you with two things: your imagination and the power of suggestion. So be careful on these warm summer nights when you're going to bed with your windows open, folks. It's not just the bears who are sniffing about the trash cans.
My goodness, I'm scared now. Thank you, Peter. Yes, indeed. That's from Peter Gullerud out there at Trail Mix on Pinecone Radio. He does those things for us. And that one was out there, let me tell you. That was a different flavor for sure on the evils of golf and gossip and what's in the air out there. I like that a lot. Sounds like it belongs on NPR or something. We had Mark Bryan and his Folkabilly Bluesgrass in there before that. And we heard that old Screen Door song, Hitting You on the Way Out. I'll send that one out to somebody who was just telling me that what I play isn't folk enough for posting announcements out there on Facebook. I don't care. Never claimed it was folk, but I hate labels. I hope you do too. Anyway, that was from his album, Been All Around This. Actually, Mark Bryan is Folkabilly Bluesgrass. Before that, The Birthday Boy, Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. Jerry would have turned 71 a couple days ago, and actually yesterday if you're listening live, but people catching it at different times. The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest from the album Been All Around This World from Acoustic Disc. Started off the set there, Rick Polleri and George Mann. Brand new from the CD, The Almanac Trail. We heard Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Rick and George are out there right now doing a tour of all the old Union Halls that the Almanac singers toured and played at back in 1941. And even if they're not standing anymore, they're still pulling up and getting out the guitars and banjo and doing it big time. So that's great. And they've been posting their progress out there on Facebook if you want to look them up. Rick Polleri and George Mann. Great stuff. Well, it's bluegrass time. I promised you some bluegrass, but we're going to take a quick break once again here, and we'll be right back after this.